Have you ever noticed how differently we write online versus in formal documents? The internet has sparked one of history's most significant linguistic revolutions. Suddenly, informal writing, once limited to private notes and letters, exploded into our daily lives through texts, social media posts, and instant messages. This digital communication revolution has transformed not just how we write, but how we express emotions, build communities, and establish identity in an increasingly online world. What makes this shift so fascinating is that even our seemingly random online language follows distinct patterns. When we key smash in frustration, as DFKJFK, we're not actually typing randomly. We start with home row keys, avoid numbers, and maintain consistent capitalization. Even in our digital chaos, we create order. The internet bridges the gap between written and spoken language, creating a third space where writing can capture the spontaneity and emotion of speech while maintaining the permanence of text. Just as regional accents reveal our geographic origins, our online communication styles show which internet neighborhoods we inhabit. The internet solved the observer's paradox by providing vast amounts of natural, unmonitored language use, revealing how terms like hella thrive in Northern California or yinz marks Pittsburgh speech. Our social networks fundamentally shape our language. Every family develops its own familect, but linguistic innovation peaks during adolescence when peer influence is strongest. Social media enters our lives around 13, precisely when we're most linguistically malleable. Words spread through Twitter networks based on exposure frequency, jumping between demographically similar cities rather than just geographic neighbors. Women consistently lead linguistic innovation, from medieval letter writers abandoning ye and th endings to modern uptalk and quotative like. William Labov estimated women lead 90% of linguistic change, with men typically following a generation later. The internet accelerates this evolution by creating more weak ties, connections outside our immediate circles that introduce new ways of speaking and writing. The founder effect in linguistics reveals how early community members shape language development. Internet language evolved through distinct waves, each adding unique communication patterns. Old internet people went online before their real-life friends, interacting with strangers through Usenet and IRC. These pioneers established specific vocabulary and the social internet concept. LOL originated when someone actually laughed out loud while alone at their computer. Full internet people arrived in the late 1990s to early 2000s, using the internet mainly to communicate with existing friends via platforms like AIM. Their screen names weren't shields, but identity performances. Tarnished Dreams Eds was Kayla from school. They reshaped informal writing to express emotions online. Semi-internet people joined during the same period, but primarily for work. They mastered email etiquette, but learned internet conventions through guides rather than immersion. Post-internet people, youngest users, and pre-internet people, reluctant older adopters, share minimal relationship with email, often moving directly to social media and messaging apps. Each wave contributed distinct communication patterns that still influence online interaction. Online writers have developed typographical tools to express emotions without facial expressions or tone of voice. Communication baselines differ generationally. Internet native writers use message breaks as separators, while those with offline norms prefer dashes or ellipses. All caps has become the standard for shouting online, while single-capped words provide emphasis similar to stressed speech. The exclamation mark has evolved to primarily indicate warmth rather than excitement. A 2006 study found it signaled friendliness 32% of the time versus actual excitement only 9.5%, making it nearly obligatory in friendly messages. Minimalist typography creates interpretive space for readers. Overwriting auto-capitalization in phrases like, "My brand is strong," signals ironic self-awareness rather than sincerity, projecting both internet fluency and approachability. Online solidarity forms through shared references and in-jokes. Early internet users employed pseudocode like sarcasm, text, sarcasm, while asterisks and tildes created decorative effects. Hashtags evolved beyond topic grouping to become meta-commentary markers, adding layers of meaning beyond the words themselves. Our bodies often communicate more truth than our words. Writing removes the body from language, both its strength, portability, storage, and weakness. Emoji function as emblems, culturally specific gestures that work independently or alongside text. Many emoji have evolved meanings beyond their literal depictions, the eggplant as a phallic symbol, the smiling poo as a gentle expression of displeasure. Swift key analysis revealed emoji behave more like gestures than words, with about half of common emoji sequences being pure repetition. We've been trying to write gestures for centuries. Medieval manuscripts featured manacles, pointing fingers used in margins from the 12th to 18th centuries. In 1982, Carnegie Mellon professor Scott Fallman introduced smiley face and frowny face as joke markers after a miscommunication. In Japan, kayomoji, like underscore high, happy, and TT, crying, emerged around 1985 to 86. Unlike Western emoticons read sideways, emphasizing mouths, kayomoji are read straight on, emphasizing eyes, reflecting cultural differences in emotion recognition. These digital gestures help recover embodied communication lost in text. Just as telephones disrupting communication norms, the internet has transformed conversation. Before phones, interactions were either face-to-face or written and delayed. Telephones enabled real-time distant communication, causing problems similar to today's internet problems that we've since forgotten. Email greetings have evolved dramatically. Dear David was standard in 2001, but younger generations now find dear oddly intimate. This continues a centuries-long trend toward brevity. Historical letters featured elaborate salutations like to the right, noble, and valorous that now seem ironic. The digital conversation breakthrough came in 1980 with CB Simulator, which organized chat as a stream of turns rather than concurrent typing spaces. This radio-inspired format prevented overlapping voices. Chat has remained durable for decades, its stream format accommodating multiple conversation threads, blending written and informal language perfectly. The most effective social media posts balance obscurity and accessibility, creating in-group appeal that encourages engagement from specific audiences. Even public content remains effectively private if people don't know it exists, who created it, or what it means. When we think of English, we typically picture dictionaries and grammar texts, an association that emerged when Samuel Johnson published the first major English dictionary around 1750-1800, establishing the book metaphor of language as fixed and rule-bound. This metaphor is outdated. The internet offers a better framework, language as a network, humanity's most impressive open-source project. Language spreads through conversations like we navigate online, by following links. Each of us inhabits our own corner of this linguistic web, speaking a unique idiolect shaped by our personal linguistic history. While the book metaphor presented language as static, language as a network is flexible, emergent, and infinite. Anyone can create entirely new sentences, with our creative linguistic capacity exceeding our entire recorded history. Soon, the internet will be ambient for everyone, with no distinction between internet people and others. Language's adaptability is its greatest strength, allowing it to survive where rigid systems would fail. In this linguistic web, there's space for innovation, multiple Englishes, and creativity, room for you to shape language itself. Every message you create becomes part of this living, evolving network.